things sort of snowballed. I know that the early goal on the first shift kind of set the tone, but it seemed like you couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, I mean, we win the opening faceoff. We don't execute a pass. Start off in our zone. The next shift, we've got full control of the puck. Looks like we're going to be breaking out, and then next thing you know, it's in the back of our net. And you know, it was it's 1-0, and you know, the game's hardly over. But for whatever reason, it was a struggle. We couldn't connect on plays. They did a great job of taking away time and space. And I thought we were a little loose as far as our ability to take away time and space. And then they did a tremendous job of blocking shots tonight. Like, I don't know what the numbers were, but it just seemed like they had an extra body out there at times because we had some opportunities to get pucks to the net, good traffic at front, and they never got there.
How surprised are you that it went this way, just because you seemed really happy with the play in the third period over time last game?
Yeah, I mean, both games could have gone either way. This game was only going to go one way, and that was for them. I mean, from the start to the finish, we just weren't very good. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to get better between now and Friday. And we certainly know, you know, how we want to play. We just didn't play that way tonight.
You guys have bounced back from tough losses before, but with this situation going into Friday, what are really the keys for your leadership core, especially in terms of your younger players, to kind of move past this, learn from the mistakes, and focus on what needs to get done?
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, and the task doesn't change. You have to win 4 games. And, yeah, it is a big task, but we just have to worry about Friday's game. Come ready to play and put our best foot forward and see where it takes us. And, you know, it's not like, up until tonight, we can say that, feel confident that we're capable of winning. I mean, those 2 games in Toronto, like I said, could have gone either way. They didn't. But that's not to say that we can't get back to playing like we did.
There's a level of desperation that comes with facing elimination. How do you think your team plays desperate?
When you look at the playoffs and situations where you have an opportunity to close out a game like we did in Charlotte, that's, you know, we played a pretty desperate game. We wanted to get that win there, not have to come back and play. I thought that throughout the year, different situations that arose that, we had opportunity to close out teams as far as them being able to catch us in the standings. We responded positively in those situations. And, you know, this is a different situation for us in the playoffs. But at the end of the day, you all you really concern yourself with is just playing your best hockey. And we have for 2 games of the series, but we didn't tonight.
You talked about their forwards and how they took away time and space. You know, Travis committed the turnover that led to that first goal. Do they do something from their attacking style that puts, you know, pressure on the defense and makes them uncomfortable?
Well, you know, we have, on that particular play, we have full possession of the puck and there's opportunity to advance it, and we instead go back behind the net to where their guy is. That's just playing into their hands. And so, you know, in that situation, And in a few of our breakouts, there were opportunities to move forward with the puck, and we didn't. And, you know, you're asking guys to play fast-paced game, and you can't do that if you keep going back behind your net.
Does Alex Lyon's match penalty carry an automatic suspension, or is that something that can be rescinded by, like, a league review?
Match is, my understanding, is just reviewable. So, you know, before he can play the next game, the league will review it and make a decision on that.
Did you see the blood that led to the match penalty?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Yeah, but it didn't seem like there was an intent to injure.
The kick or the push?
No, I saw just the kick.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it, so I know there are some other angles, but by all accounts, it wasn't a kick.
Is it a culmination of just a guy who's frustrated?
Well, I didn't see what happened before the kick/push, but I know he was pretty tight to the net. I don't know if there were words exchanged or what the deal was, but you know, probably a little bit of frustration too, right? But it certainly wasn't vicious, and I think there's a heck of a lot worse that goes on the ice than that.
It's certainly out of character for a guy like Alex.
Yeah, and again, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in scrums, in the corners, net front, and, you know, for whatever reason, he got called on it, and I can't say that I saw it, but from what I've been told, it was highly malicious.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Scott.